Well, you hear my promotions once in a while for YBC Wax. He is opening, he's a hip-hop artist, if you did not know that, because I promote his YouTube gaming channel. But he's also an artist, and he's opening for King Iso from Strange Music in Denver, Colorado on June 3rd. So if you want to go see him, other artists will be there, like C-Mob, Table of the Truth, and more. And tickets are only $20, so pretty reasonable. So if you want to get a hold of YBC Wax, you can. He's got Instagram, he's got Facebook, TikTok, all the channel, all the social media, so you can find him anywhere. Or just get a hold of me, and I'll put you in touch with him. That will be June 3rd at the Roxy in Denver. And if you're not sure if that name sounds familiar, who he's opening for, which is King Iso of Strange Music. King Iso is a member of Tech N9ne. So if you've heard of Tech N9ne, then that's where you've heard that name before. So yeah, so you can check him out or get a hold of me, and I'll put you in touch to get tickets. Thanks. Welcome to another Journey podcast. Well, I like to welcome you and thank you for listening once again. I changed my rating to explicit. I don't cuss a lot. In fact, I hardly ever do. I have said maybe like 4 or 5 cuss words this whole time recording. However, I've been talking about drugs lately, so I figured I better change my rating to explicit or adult content. But that night, I planned on talking about UFOs tonight. However, I haven't found any real interesting ones, except for one. I guess I'll talk about one. There's this channel on YouTube called Unexplained Mysteries, and they have this, I don't know, I think their title, I don't have it in front of me. In fact, I wasn't prepared to talk about it, but I changed my mind. the title of it's something like Transforming UFO, or UFO like a Transformer or something. And what it is it's in Dubai. And there's only still images of it, and I'm not sure when it was taken. I mean, it's a fairly recent episode of that show, but it doesn't mean anything on that channel, Unexplained Mysteries on YouTube. They'll have a title like, brand new footage, shows new this, new that, and then it'll be, you know, posted on, you know, today, let's say, for example, or just on that day. And then it'll be about something that happened 10 years ago. So they're real misleading on their titles. And I don't watch it a lot, but I did watch this one because of the image in their thumbnail. And what it is it looks like this, I don't know, machine, kind of like a drone almost, but it's real interesting looking. It's only still images, unfortunately, but it's like the silver or chrome or metal metallic object, fairly big, and then it's kind of roundish, kind of got lots of features to it, and it's a pretty clear image. And then there's a couple other images where not as clear, but you can see the object or the outline of it, and the shape like kind of changes. You can see part of what it looked like before, and then, and so they're right in that it looks like, at least it appears that it's transformed or shape changed or something, but it's still, it's not a video for one. And it, but it seems like it's almost like it's not photographs, it's almost like video, but they just took still images out of the video and called them photographs, because there's only like three or four images of it. And when I searched for it online, I couldn't really find anything else on it too much. I mean, I found a couple things, but they're just more still the same pictures. So I don't know what that's about exactly. And I don't even know if it's real, if it's a UFO, could be a drone, could be some, I mean, Dubai, you know, those guys are loaded, so it could be some kind of technology they're testing out. But if you want to check it out for yourself, Unexplained Mysteries on YouTube, Transformer, I think is all you'll probably need. In Dubai, maybe, or UFO. But yeah, that's about the only interesting one I found. I mean, and I don't mean that, like, because there's a lot of interesting stuff out there regarding UFOs. There's a lot of new stuff regarding UFOs. There's always a new video posted daily. But most of the time, it's orbs or real bad, real blurry, hard to tell what it is. I really only want to talk about the stuff that's really eye-catching and real interesting. If I can't find anything, you know, I'll start talking about other ones or maybe classic ones. There's this video, The Real M. Lord and God is the name of the channel. Weird thing about this channel. It says they have 43.2 thousand subscribers. But their videos, most of their videos have 100 views or less, or a couple hundred views or less. I know you can buy subscribers like on eBay or something, or you can buy views on eBay. That might be the case here. But this channel is actually real good. So The Real M. Lord and God. That's the letter M. Lord and God. And yeah, and it's got a religious theme to it. There's a picture of Jesus on it, but don't let that turn you away. You know, I'm not Christian or anything like that. I'm open-minded, and I went through this person's channel, and they have a lot of interesting stuff on their channel. You know, everything from like, you know, I got their channel in front of me. Let me just read some of their stuff. Ancient giant stone gears near Giza pyramids. Scientists find evidence for biggest earthquake. Full Pentagon UFO report. Mysterious Mars canals. And they've got a ton of videos. I mean, I went back 3 months, and there's like, you know, stuff on the Tonga volcano from 3 months ago, water on Mars, San Andreas Fault. I mean, there's just lots of interesting stuff. They got CERN, Mysterious Particle X video. I mean, I haven't watched them all, I've only watched really one or two of them, and But they're real interesting videos. I just found it strange that they have that many subscribers but not many views. So I don't know, I can only guess, but I think that's probably what it is they purchased a lot of like bot subscribers from somebody to make it look like they had a lot of subscribers. And it's a good marketing tactic, I guess, if you do it right. But if you do something like that where you don't have a lot of subscribers and then you got like a ton of subscribers, and then it looks a little confusing when you see the views. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm looking at YouTube videos, I'm curious as to compared to how many subscribers a person has to how many views they get for certain video or for videos. And usually like somebody with 40,000 subscribers like this one has or so, or I found that it's roughly around, at least the first couple of days of releasing a video, it's roughly around 5 to 10% of that will be viewed, will be views. So like if it's 40,000 per subscribers, 5% of that would be about 2,000. So it should have at least 500 views, I would think. On just a low estimate on a day one view. And I'm going back like 3 months ago, and it's still like a couple hundred views, or maybe some of their videos might maybe have 1,000 views or 900 views. But sorry about that, I got my door open and it sounds like someone's doing the dishes. Give me one sec. I'm back, sorry. You would think that. Now, maybe this person went viral or something once and got a ton of subscribers from one of their videos from like way back in the day, and then people just stopped watching or something. I don't know. I don't know. But any way you look at it, if you look at their view or their videos justify that amount of subscribers, how many videos are uploaded, and how many videos are, and their interestingness. how interesting their videos sound. A lot of neat stuff on there. They have one that I watched. It's called Some Forgotten Strange UFO Sightings from the City of Hull. H-U-L-L. City of Hull. H-U-L-L. It's in the UK. And it's well done. It's interesting. They go over these classic sightings from this town in the UK that had some, I guess, strange occurrences back in the day. I'll put a link to that video on my website, ufo.fish, if you're interested. Just some oldies but goodies, like black and white stuff, but still pretty good. I'm almost done with my the DMT Spirit Molecule book. I've been talking about it last episode anyway. I talked quite a bit about psychedelics, and I've been talking about the book. It's recommended for anybody interested in the subject of psychedelics. Personally, I think psychedelics should be studied a lot more. in the medical community. And you know, it was fringe, and it still is, and kind of looked down upon by a lot of people, or people, and the people who do or who are interested in it are like, who use psychedelics, let's say, are easygoing. They're not like the super highly motivated professionals who want to get stuff done. They're more like, yeah, it's cool, you know. So they're not like interested in doing the research. They just kind of, you know, work part time, or, you know, not work and do spiritual stuff, or do psychedelics, let's say, or, you know, not be motivated professionals, I guess. And that Rick Strassman talks about that in his book, how it's really difficult for him to get anybody, any of his colleagues who say they are interested in or wish there were more studies in the field of psychedelics. And then when he gets his study, nobody wants to help him. And it's just kind of funny how that is, because I think psychedelics is it's not a cure-all, but I think it would help benefit a lot of people with a lot of issues. People with anxiety or PTSD or depression or addiction. I think psychedelics would be a miracle for people like with those kind of disorders. And not necessarily DMT, but I think psilocybin, like mushrooms, ketamine, MDMA, I think those kind of ones do help, or can help, people with disorders, mental disorders like that. It's a really good book. It gets into like Buddhism, and how Buddhism belief, how everything's derived from one, or the one, or, and not just not everyone, but everything, every molecule. And that's, I think, I mean, I used to see sometimes, once in a while, like on like a news report or something online, where not necessarily making fun of Buddhists, but people would be like, so you would pray to this phone, or you would pray to this, you know, random object. And you know, and the Buddhists would say, yes, everything is, you know, creation. Everything is of one, or of creation. And there's a lot to say to that. You know, there's a lot. Buddhism has been around for thousands of years, and they're not out with their hands out like most religions out there, you know, saying, come to my church and I'll pass a basket around and you can give us money, and then we'll scare the crap out of you and tell you that you're going to go to hell unless you, you know, follow the words of the Bible. Or, and I know not every church is like that, but in general, you know, all the religions are out there, I think, to make money and power. It's just, it just seems like the wrong way to preach spirituality to people. I mean, if people want to give you money because they like what you're saying or doing for them, but it shouldn't be something expected of anybody. And, you know, like if I went to church, let's say, and I maybe had some shame in my system, let's say, and I do, but I'm just using, just making an example. And then I'm sitting there and my next door neighbor is sitting next to me, and my next door neighbor pulls out $100 bill and drops it in a basket and, like, you know, makes it known, you know, shows it off, shows, you know, holds it straight up in the air and makes sure everybody knows that they're dropping that $100 bill in. And then I'm sitting there, you know, what am I, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, neighbor's making a competition out of this. Now I'm going to have to drop some money in, you know, and it's things like that. You know, and Buddhism belief and all that, and there are sects, different sects of Buddhism, you know, offshoots, where maybe politics or money gets involved, but the belief system itself, is... it's just all about getting to know yourself. It really is. It's all about getting to know the self. And almost stripping it down and dissecting the self. You. Who you are. It's not about what somebody else did. It's about who you are and who you... just... and getting to know who you are. And that's what the Buddhism is about. And just makes a lot more sense. And there are, like I said, there are definitely, you know, like, I can't think of the guy's name, but there's like this one guy in India who was claiming he can make people, give people the power to levitate or something. And so it can get out of hand like that. I don't know if it was Buddhism, but I think it was, or some offshoot of it. All the dogs in the neighborhood are barking. I don't think you can hear it because I don't hear it in my ear, but it seems like every episode I'm having some kind of animals interrupting. I'm doing it during the daylight hours recording. But anyway, and so, yes, there's always going to be exceptions, but in general, you know, they're not asking for anything, Buddhism. They're not telling you, do what this person did or else, or be like this person. What they're asking you to do is take a look at yourself. Take a look at who you are. And figure out what you want to be, or what you want out of it. You know, look at the why you are the way you are. Just, you know, and that's... and I know there's a lot more to it than that. But that's just, you know, in breaking it down, or, you know, making it, whatever, simple. So, should psychedelics be legalized? Well, I think Oregon has legalized them. And I think, other states are leaning that way. I think California might have some laws regarding that. Washington, the state of Washington, I think so. Canada, I know, has definitely lenient laws on him. They should be. They shouldn't be, it should be under controlled environment, or at least under care, such as, a doctor knowing that you're going to use them, or even in like a more clinical setting where, you go to a certain place that allows you to use them, but only in that setting. But then given those settings, the correct setting, as far as taking them, because people can react differently to psychedelics. So yeah, I think they should be legal. I wanted to talk a lot about megaliths and the pyramids and stuff, but I don't think I'm gonna do that tonight. Just because I'm reaching 24 minutes right now, so I think I'll call it good there, because otherwise if I do talk megaliths, I'll go a lot longer, and I want to keep it around 30 minutes an episode. I will say this though about megaliths and these ancient architectural structures like pyramids and Göbekli Tepe, and there's so many, and I mean there's even, they found stuff underwater, under oceans, even, and I think that an ancient civilization was around, and that they had technology just as good, if not better, than what we have today. And they were wiped out by some kind of cataclysm, some kind of event, maybe a pole shift, some kind of impact from the stars, maybe, or from the space or whatever. Maybe they blew themselves up, maybe the pyramids were power plants or something and they blew themselves up. But one way or another, something happened where, that basically killed off everybody, or 99%, 99.9% of everybody. And maybe there was, during this cataclysm, there were some kind of aliens or UFOs or some kind of watchers or some kind of beings out there, that took the rest of the people saved the people who they could save, and, got them out of here, off the planet, and then they were gone, and that ended that whole civilization, and there was, very few people, perhaps only two people, perhaps only Adam and Eve, or perhaps there were maybe Adam and Eve and Lilith, or maybe there was, more than that, but not very many people left over, but there were some, and they came out of the ashes of this doomsday apocalypse. Perhaps there was even lots of people, and they were just living in these underground caverns that were built, because they're all over the place, such as France and Turkey and just Greece and everywhere. You find these kind of underground structures that were built, and they came out of it, but there was nothing left. And perhaps the people who knew, or the more intelligent beings, or people who were either killed or were gone. And so everybody had to start from scratch, because there just wasn't enough people. And then the only things that really survived were stories, and then those stories got passed down through the ages, eventually got written down, and then 2,000 years later, here we are. But that's all speculation, you know. None of it's based on anything except for, I mean, based on some stuff, but not a lot, not enough, nothing definitive, except for the fact that the pyramids are there, and all these other megalithic structures are there, and yet nobody knows what they're for or why they're there. All right, well, have a great evening, everybody. Thank you for listening. You can go to my website, ufo.fish. You can follow me on Twitter at UFOUAPSighting. You can find any info you need at the website or on my Twitter, or you can just hit me up. Have a great evening. I'll be back soon. I don't know when, but soon. Got a lot of personal medical stuff to deal with, so you know, the shows might be hit and miss from now on, but I'll try to keep going at least once a week, but probably more. Good night. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, WAX Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming, and or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.